Drawing our hearts closer into the Lord this morning.
感谢主，我们可以在这边聚会，使我们更能够亲近神。
Well, our whole church has been going through the book of Acts, and we have been talking about God's. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit.
我们教会一直在读这个《使徒行传》，就是讲圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit is maybe a part of the Trinity that's maybe least talked about in the church.
在我们这个三位合一的神里面，我们很少讲到这个圣灵的问题。
In fact, there's a book called Forgotten God, which just talks about how you know, sometimes the church neglects the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
有一本书，他写到忘记了神，就是我们很少谈到圣灵的问题。
This morning, though, we see a really clear picture of the Holy Spirit empowering the church for ministry.
我今天早上就想到，实在就是圣灵的工作使我们教会能够运作。
And again, last week, we sat in a circle, at least the English minister, and we talked about how we could see the Holy Spirit empowering.
我们在上个礼拜在英文堂里面，就是我们围一个圆圈，就是讨论怎么圣灵在我们的教会工作。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says this. It says, "But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit living in you."
在罗马书里面八章九节就说，如果神的灵住在你的心里，你们就不属于肉体，乃是属于圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属于基督的。
And this is the idea that the Spirit of Jesus comes in and He makes His home. He lives inside of us when we become Christians.
就是我们当我们变成基督徒的时候，就是耶稣就来到我们心里，住在我们的身体里面。
And last week, what we looked at is the time in history. When Jesus sent, the Father sent the Holy Spirit into the church. So in history at one time, it was like this was the first time where the Holy Spirit came down into God's people and began to dwell in their hearts.
上个礼拜我们就谈到这个在耶稣这个时候他说圣灵降临在我们的身上。
And so if it's true, church, if it's true that... that the Spirit of Jesus has come and is living inside of us. You know, that God is living inside of us. We would expect, everyone would expect, that there would be some difference, something that can be recognized because God is living inside of you.
当我们谈到这个圣灵的时候，我们说当主耶稣基督上呢，用圣灵住在我们心里的时候，我们应该感觉到和住在圣灵和不住在圣灵里面有些不同的地方。
That there would be a difference between a person who has the Spirit of God and then the person who is not a Christian, who doesn't have the Spirit of God.
就是讲，如果我们是个基督徒的话，我们有圣灵住在里面，和一个不是基督徒的人，他没有圣灵住在他里面，有很大的分别的。
Growing up, I played a lot of soccer. My parents started me in soccer when I was about 6 years old. I started playing soccer.
我从小长大的地方，我们玩很多那个足球，不是美式的足球，就是普通的足球。我的父母就是从小六岁的时候就送我去打足球。
And I played soccer up through high school, and now my son also plays soccer, which is it's really fun to watch him play soccer.
我的父母就是一直到高中都一直让我去打足球，现在我做了父亲，我也让我的儿子在这里打足球，这是很有意思的事情。
And one of our favorite things to do is that we'll lie in bed sometimes and we'll pull up some of the highlights of our favorite soccer players.
在我最想的时候，就是我们晚上睡觉的时候，我和我的儿子在床上看那些很好的那个职业的足球的球员在那里打球。
And one of our favorite players to watch is a guy named Lionel Messi. I don't know, maybe you watch soccer, maybe you don't. Yeah, Lionel Messi, there's a Messi fan. Yeah. So we watch and we marvel. We marvel at Lionel Messi. You know, he'll dribble through like three or four guys on his way to scoring.
我们常常看到最有名的一个足球的明星，就是他叫 Lionel Messi， 他是也能够把球滚到在两三个里面运作，他还能够挡不住他的球，可以踢到他所要的分数的这个人。
But you see, if I told you that I had like this encounter with God, you know, like God came in and He indwelled in me, and God gave me a supernatural ability to play soccer, like you know.He enabled me. He empowered me to play soccer. You would look for some sort of difference in my play, right?
假如我告诉你们，现在我有圣灵住在我身上，如果是我可以像他那样打的足球，因为我打的足球形式是不一样，和我从前没有圣灵住在里面，应该打球的方式是不一样，对不对？
Sometimes I play soccer with the kids in the neighborhood, or sometimes I'll play with the youth group here at OCC. And, you know, if I said, you know, I just had this encounter with God and He has supernaturally gifted me in soccer, you'd be like, okay, let's watch you play. You know, let's see you play. Let's see if you can score on us. Let's see if there's a difference in the way that Brady plays.
所以我如果现在告诉你们，我和年轻人或者是在教会里面打足球的话，我告诉你们，现在啊，我有圣灵住在我里面，所以你们就会问，那我要看看你 Brady 打球是不是跟没有圣灵住在里面是不是会有不一样的打法。
And however, if I didn't play any different, you know, if I was just like that's the same Brady that we saw before, he's no better in soccer, you would question if I had any kind of difference, if I'd ever encountered the Lord at all, you know, like that.What you're saying is not true. You know, you don't have any supernatural ability for soccer.
所以你看我打球的时候，如果和从前打球没有什么两样，还是一样打的不是怎么好，对不对？你就说哦，我是碰到神了，所以他给我能力打这个球。你一定说是你乱讲，你知道？你根本是胡说八道，因为你跟从前打球是一样的，你没有什么特别的能力。
And so sometimes I wonder if it's true for the church, if the church is full of the Spirit, so much so.You know that, wow, there's a very stark difference in any one of you. You know, I can see the difference because once you weren't a Christian, now the Spirit of God is living inside of you. And I just see it, like I can just feel it. There's just something, you are supernaturally different than you were before.
所以我们在同样的我们在音乐的教会里面，我们看到如果我们都是基督徒，我们应该在神里面表示出来我们有不同的做法，对不对？
And so this morning we're going to continue to look at this narrative in the book of Acts where there's a supernatural sense or ability given to the church where it's clearly above and beyond just the people.
所以我们今天早上在看到在我们教会里面，我们应该想到如果我们有圣灵在我们每个人的身上，在我们的教会的话，我们应该是有一个超自然的能力，可以做我们很多神要我们做的事情。
And I want for us to notice the Holy Spirit's work in the story that we're reading.
让我们在这个经文上面可以找到各种不同的对圣灵的说法。
Here's what the Holy Spirit is.The Holy Spirit's role, okay? The Holy Spirit's role is to be able to display the active presence of God. You know, so the Holy Spirit goes, wow, there's the presence of the Lord here. Even for Christian and for those who are outside the church, who are not Christian, the Holy Spirit's work is to make it clear and apparent that God's presence is here.
所以圣灵扮演的角色就是应该不管是在我们教会或者我们走出教会以外，应该是有上帝住在我们的心里面，我们所以做出的事情会是不同的。
But particularly the presence of the Lord in God's people, in the church.
特别是我们信主的人在教会里面的。
So turn with me in Acts chapter 2 in your Bibles, or again it'll be up here. Acts chapter 2, we're going to be starting in verse 14. AndChurch, we don't have to go very far to see the presence of the Lord in the church.
让我们打开《使徒行传》第二章，从十四节开始。
Verse 14. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this."
在十四节说，彼得和十一个使徒站起来，高声说：“犹太人和你们一起住在耶路撒冷的人呐、啊，这件事你们要知道，你当侧耳听我的话。”
Okay, so we're going to stop there. It's only one verse, but already, if you know the background of Peter, if you know the background of where this is coming from, you know that the presence of God is already present in Peter.
所以我们看到这只是一节，但是已经很说明了。看看当时彼得在那个传教的时候，他是怎么样的光景。
Maybe you can remember where Peter came from. We've been talking a little bit about this. There's a backstory to where Peter has come to the point now where he is able to step forward in front of a crowd, mixed Jews and those who are just those Jews who are following Yahweh and those who are just part of the crowd. And Peter has reached a point where he steps forward out in front of this whole crowd and begins to shout, begin to speak.
在我们这个故事里面可以看到，彼得是很勇敢的站出来，在不管是在犹太人里面还是非犹太人里面，他就传播他的信息给大家。
This is a Peter that would be unrecognizable a few weeks ago. Because you remember all the disciples, just a few weeks ago from this story. They were all huddled together in a room, in a locked room. It says they were locked together in a room because all of them were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
如果我们知道这个故事在才是几个礼拜以前，就是彼得和很多的门徒在一个房间里面，就是挤在一起。
Their character, their nature, they were marked by being afraid. They didn't want to go outside of the room. They were afraid of being caught by the Jewish leaders. They didn't want to speak about Jesus. They didn't want to talk about Jesus. They were afraid.
因为当时的情景就是彼得和这些门徒躲为什么这样怕的躲在房间里面，就是他们怕犹太人的首领和这些人要抓他们，所以陷害他们，所以他们就怕不敢传基督的福音。
Peter himself most of all was afraid. He was the one that right needed to be restored. Jesus needed to go. Okay, Peter, come back over here. I want to talk with you. We talked about this a few weeks ago with.Jesus demonstrating his grace and restoring Peter. But Peter had denied. He was so afraid. He was so afraid that a girl during the fire, during a time when they were sitting around the fire, Jesus had been taken away. And a young girl came up to Peter and said, "Wait, you sound like a Galilean. Weren't you connected with Jesus?"
记不记得我几个礼拜没跟你们讲过这个故事，就是当这个耶稣被出卖的时候，彼得就是非常的害怕。他在出卖的那一晚，那个彼得就是不愿意他承认他是认得耶稣的，三次不认主。
Jesus, Peter was so afraid. He adamantly denied. He's like, "I don't even know this man." In fact, one part of the scripture says that he kind of swore. He like said a swear word and just adamantly said, "No, I have nothing to do with him." He was afraid.
彼得就是非常的惧怕，因为在那个情形的时候，他就说我完全不认得这个人，这个人就是主耶稣基督，你知道，他完全甚至可能他很生气，你知道，不愿意承认他认识主耶稣。
But then Acts chapter 2, right? The disciples were all waiting in a room. The Holy Spirit comes down onto the church, like something like tongues of flames, like above their heads. They hear this noise.And the Holy Spirit comes down just as Jesus promised and fills the entire church.
当这第二章的时候，我们就看到，就是圣灵已经在降临他们这些人的身上，你知道，好像是火焰一样在他们的头上，就是表示基督再来了。
They're filled with the Holy Spirit and they began praising God, talking about the wonders of God.In all different languages, that people like, why we come from all these different places, and we can understand Peter and all the others praising God in the language that they shouldn't know.
所以在这个圣灵降临的时候，这些人就是非常勇敢的，是赞美上帝，然后用各种不同的语言，就是它完全是不一样的景象。
The Jews, some of the Jews are just amazed. They're just amazed at what they see in front of them.The crowd thinks that the people are drunk. They're like, you are, these people are just drunk. They're acting crazy.
所以很多的犹太人就大声的赞美耶稣，你知道？但是在外界的人看起来，好像这些人好像是喝醉酒一样。
But this is when Peter steps forward. He steps out from the 11 with the 11 behind him and goes, "Hey, I have something to tell you."
这就是彼得完全是不一个人，他很勇敢的站出来，他告诉这些人，我有。要信息要传播出去给这些人讲。
See, in our culture today, like even now, there may be times when you also need to step forward where you're like, wow, at work, there was an opportunity for me at work to be able to share the gospel, to be able to step forward. At school, there was an opportunity for me to like say something, you know, to step forward, but I feel afraid.
所以可能有些人，如果我们是工作的话，在工作的场合，可能我们想讲一些话，跟传播福音，或者在学校里面一样，很愿意跟人家分享我们的福音，但是我们心里好像有点惧怕，不愿意讲出来。
What would my coworkers think of me? What would they say if I said something about Jesus? What would my, you know, my classmates, what would my friends say about me if I said something? You know, would they treat me different? Would I look odd? Would I, you know?But Peter, full of the Spirit, was like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm just so full of God right now. I just can't. He stepped forward with the 11. No longer the Peter that he once was.
因为我们如果是在一个机关工作，你知道，或者在学校里面，我要讲主耶稣的信息话，我们会想到别人会怎么想我，你知道，觉得我们是好像很奇怪的，你知道。但是我们看看彼得，现在已经不同的人，他有很大胆的就站出来要传播他的主耶稣的信息。
One of the expressions of the Holy Spirit when a Christian is full of the Spirit is just a supernatural boldness, right? A supernatural boldness.
假如我们有圣灵充满的话，我们讲话会非常的大胆，因为我们有超自然的能力，圣灵给我们的。
Some people are just naturally bold, right? You know, in our church, there's some people that, like, you know, just, you know, they're just, some people, they're just bold. They just say whatever, you know, they just go out and just say whatever, right? There's some people who are, their personality is that way.
我们在教会里面是不是有些人他天生来个性就是说胆子很大的，他要讲什么就讲什么，是不是有这些人在我们的教会里面？
I would say I'm not like that. I'm not a naturally a bold, like a bold person. I'd like to be. I'm like, come on, God, would you grow me so I could be bold? But I tell you, when the Holy Spirit fills you, boldness is one of the expressions of the Spirit filling you.
但我可以告诉你们，我不是这种人，你知道，我不是好像胆子很大的，到见人都可以讲的。但是我告诉你们，如果你一个人被圣灵充满的话，你知道，你就会胆子很大的，就会讲出你要想讲的话来。
Like I wonder if the 11 and I wonder if Peter had this awareness where they're like, "Wow, we're gonna step out, we're gonna talk about Jesus Christ."
我不晓得彼得那个情时的心情是不是这样，他觉得他我应该胆子很大，站出来。
It's one of the ways that the Spirit displays Himself, displays the presence of the Lord, in the church. So the Spirit gives the church the power to witness.
这就是圣灵里面圣灵在我们教会里面做的工，他可以做替主耶稣做见证。
You may not be a bold person, you may not be eloquent with words, but I tell you, when the Holy Spirit fills you.The words will come. The words will flow. You will have the heart of Jesus. You will have the boldness of Jesus.
让我告诉你，你可能是一个很保守的人，可能不是很会讲话的人。但是让我告诉你，如果你有圣灵充满的话，你的胆子就很大，愿意跟很多的面前传播耶稣的福音。
Yeah, last week I went on a small retreat to Talking Rock, Georgia, just about an hour north of Atlanta.
上几个礼拜我到那个亚特兰大之后，你知道有个地方叫做会说话的石头那个地方。
Me and a pastor, his name is Tua. We were both mentored by this professor. His name is John Nyquist.
我在那时找当地一个牧师，他跟我在一起在教会里面在神学院认得的，所以我们有一个共同的老师。他是我们的很好的老师。
And so I had not seen my professor for a number of years, and Tua and I decided to go down and just have this just kind of a spiritual retreat with our professor and just reunite, reconnect with him.
因为我很久很久没有看到我这个教授了，在神学院的教授，所以我和这个牧师一起去访问我从前的这个教授。
And so we got to Atlanta and we drove outside of Atlanta to this kind of isolated area. We didn't even have, we didn't have use of our phones at all for the weekend.
所以我就和这个牧师一起去驾了车，到我现在还不记得是怎么走的。
And at one point, we discovered that near Talking Rock, there was a waterfall just 20 minutes away. It was the highest waterfall in Georgia. You know, I was asking people, like, where can we go, you know, just around here, where we can just kind of just explore a little bit. And they said, you know what, there's a waterfall. It's the highest waterfall in Georgia. It's 20 minutes from here.
我们就谈起来，他就跟我讲，我附近大概20分钟，开车20分钟的地方有一个在乔治亚州很高的一个瀑布在哪里，我们可以去看看。
And so we get to the falls, we drive to the falls, we park our car, and there's about 5 of us, we start walking towards, we want to have someone take our picture. We forgot our selfie stick, and so we're asking someone, you know, could you just take our picture?
我们到这个瀑布下面停了车，我们一共有5个人，我们就走路。走的时候我们想照相，但是我们忘记照了那个自己可以照相那个魔棍，就是长长的那个棍子。
And we pose,
所以我们就请一个朋友替我们照。
And we pose in front of a pond, and there's this little pond behind us, and we hand the this man our camera, you know, our phone, and say, "Can you take a picture?" And he's like, "No, not there." Like.Move over in front of the falls, and so we're like, ow! We walk over and we see, you know, just these huge 720 feet falls coming down, and so we pose in front of these falls.
我们后面有一个一个祠堂，那我请这个人帮我们照相的时候，说你现在就可以帮我们照相。那个人说，哎，不行，这个地方角色不太好，你最好在瀑布面前，你知道照，我可以给你照的很好的照片。
And we start talking to this guy, and we find out that he's a musician. You know, he plays the guitar, he plays jazz and blues.
我就发现这个人是干什么？他是一个音乐家，你知道，他会弹吉他，他会弹那个爵士音乐和 blues 音乐。
Dr. Nyquist's wife, her name is Peggy. She's like, "Well, do you have your guitar right here? Can you play for us?" He's like, "Yeah, let me go get my guitar." He goes to his trunk and he pulls out his guitar.
所以我这个老师的太太，你知道，他就说，你是会弹吉他的，你能不能给我们弹一个曲子？他这个人也很兴奋，就到他的车子这个放这个 trunk 里面，就拿出他的吉他来。
And so we're in front of these falls, and this guy is serenading us with these kind of these blues, this jazz music, and he sounds really good. He's got a great sound.
所以在他拿了吉他来以后，我们就在瀑布面前，他就一边唱一边弹，你知道，他唱着这爵士的音乐，他真的唱得非常的好。
And his first song is about love, you know, and I think I'm watching Dr. Nyquist and Peggy listen to his song about love, and you know, it's a really good song. His second song is a Johnny Cash song, you know, like this blues song he covers, and then his third song, he's like, you know.This third song goes over a lot of people's heads. Okay, it's deep. So try to stay with me.
他就唱了三首歌。第一个首歌就是有讲爱的，第二个就是 Johnny Cash 的，都是这些爵士音乐啊 ，blues 的。第三个就是说，使我想到他是有一个很好的歌曲。
He said the name of the song is Wow Wow, and he begins to sing this song, and the song is about.That we're all the message of a song. I can't remember the lyrics, but the message of a song is that we're all eternal lights. You know that we're living and we're eternal and that we're lights.
第三个歌呢，它就是名字叫娃娃。他说我不记得他的歌词是什么，但是他就叫赞赏我们每个人都是有亮光，然后我们有个永恒的生命在里面。
And I'm like, yeah, that's true. I mean, we are told that we're lights. We're told Christians are told to be light, and we know that we're all eternal.
我们知道这个歌是很好的，因为我们基督徒是一个永恒的生命，我们也有亮光在我们的生活里面。
But I didn't have a sense in my heart that this man was, we didn't have a sense in our heart that this man was born of the Spirit. Now I can kind of sense, you can hear someone's message, you can kind of feel them. And we just didn't have a sense that he was born of the Spirit, that he was a Christian.
但是我们五个人有个认同，就是说在我们的感觉上，你知道这个人大概不是一个基督徒。
Afterwards, he said, "You know what? Love is the highest value. It's the highest value. If you love, that is the ultimate. To love people is the ultimate."
但是他这个音乐家告诉我们，爱是最高的境界，在我们人生里面。
We're like right on, like so totally. Yeah, we agree. You know, I fully love is the highest.
对，我们大家都赞成赞同，就是说，对的，爱是最高的境界，在我们人生里面。
He's like, look, I know that all of you are Christians, but I want to tell you that we're all of us we're an eternal light.
但是我那个音乐家就告诉我，我也感觉到你们好像也是基督徒。
I said, how did you know that we were Christians? Like, I mean, how did you know that we were Christians? He said.
我们就问他，你知道，我你怎么知道我们是基督徒
？He said, "Man, I can feel your vibe. You know, I can feel your vibe. And it's weird. I'm like, I can feel your vibe too. You know, like we can feel each other's vibe. I don't know if you can translate vibe, but
我就是在我的感觉上，你知道吗？你们的好像动作、言行啊，都我会感觉上你是个基督徒，你知道？我就是这样的感觉。
But he told us his background. He said, "You know what? I studied the Bible. I was a Mormon."And I studied the Bible, and the answer is not there. It's not there.
他是很老实告诉我，他说我是个摩门教徒，你知道，我看了圣经，但是我觉得这个你们讲的话不在里面。
He said, "You see, the Bible has been tainted. It was tainted in during the Roman times by the Gnostics, and it was changed. So what you read is not real."
他讲你们念的这个圣经啊，并不是真的圣经，因为在罗马时代的时候，他们有那个。诺斯亚主义的人，他们把圣经改过了，所以这个不是真正的圣经。
I'm with the professor of Trinity, and he goes, "You know what? I've studied the Gnostics. You know, like he's like, I'm like, okay, you know, my professor was like, yeah, I've studied the Gnostics, and they begin to engage in conversation."
但是我旁边的我这个教授就说，我是研究这个，我读过这个诺斯主义的这些人，你知道，所以他们就有共同的这个就是话题，所以他们两个就开始交谈了。
We engaged him in more conversation, but we felt that his name is Clark, Mr. Clark, we call him, that was his card, Mr. Clark. We felt that we could sense. He even told us, "I'm closed. Like I'm not interested in becoming Krishna. I don't want to be a Christian."
所以这个人的名字后来他叫的 Clark, 你知道，他就直接告诉我们，他说我不愿意信你们这个基督教。
And so, Tua, my friend Tua is like, "You know what, Clark, can we just pray for you? Can we just pray over you?"
那我们就问他，那我们是不是可以在一起祷告呢？
And he said, "Yeah, you can pray over me, but I'm not going to become a Christian. You know, and you can pray, but I'm not going to become a Christian." So he's like, okay. So we gathered around Clark, we prayed for him.
所以我们就在和他要一起祷告，但是这个 Clark 就告诉我们说，你知道，你可以祷告，为我祷告，但是我不会成基督徒的。
Now, church, I can't say with all certainty that this was a spirit-filled witness.You know, I'm not sure. Sometimes I can, and you've experienced this as well. As a Christian, you go, there's times when you speak, and the words that come from your mouth, you can sense that it's not you. You can sense that it's you, but it's the Holy Spirit. And it's words that penetrate people's hearts. It's words that they even are looking for, that somehow it penetrates them and in a supernatural way.
在这个时间的时候，我不很不确定，你知道我是不是有圣灵的充满？因为如果你们很清楚有圣灵充满的话，你们很清楚，你们知道你们要讲什么。
Because I have experienced the fullness of the Holy Spirit when I've been witnessing, and you have too. Perhaps you have too, where it's like you just you're like, wow, I don't know where that came from. I do know where it came from. It came from the Spirit living inside me.
当有的时候你像我这个情形，我就知道什么时候是圣灵充满的时候，但是像你们一样，你们也会知道有这个机会，什么是你们感觉是真正圣灵充满你们的时候，会有不同的感觉的。
I can't tell you with certainty that this was the case, but I can tell you this, that it's It's when I know that it's when we are acting in obedience and faith that the Spirit will more often display Himself. Okay.
当我这个像这个情形，我不太确定我是不是有圣灵充满，但是我可以告诉你们，假如我们一个人很顺服的话，你知道他的话就会真正的到我们的心里面来。
If you want to experience the filling of the Spirit, part of it is connected to our obedience and our stepping out of faith. Sometimes it's like, you know, we could see that they were filled with the Spirit and then they stepped out. And then Peter was like, I got to say something. I got to talk with you. Okay? I got to talk with this crowd. In some cases, it's like, nope, you step out in faith. You act in obedience. If you want the Spirit to fill you, you step out in faith. Act in obedience, but you know that God wants you to do, and see what God does. See if He fills you.
当这个你在真正的在圣灵充满的时候，你就会像彼得一样，很勇敢地站出来传递你的信息。
When we are a witness, just as when we witness to our coworkers, when we witness to our community, when we, and maybe it's not even just witnessing, it's stepping out in faith, in obedience with the Lord.
当我们在我们工作的地方和我们社团里面分享这个基督的信息的时候，我们就有圣灵的充满。
Because here Peter was doing exactly what Jesus had told them to do. He said in Acts 1:8, you will be my witnesses here in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. He's doing exactly what Jesus told him to do.
所以在这个经节里面就看到主耶稣就告诉彼得，就说你会做我要你做的事情的。
You know, because we can do things, right? Church, we can do things without the Spirit. We don't need the Spirit to do everything.
我们在也许我们会感觉在我们的教会不一定要都是能够圣灵充满，我们就可以做些事情。
I don't need the Spirit to mow my lawn. I don't need the Holy Spirit to do the dishes, you know.But we do need the Spirit. We can do that without God. But there are things where it's like, wow, in order for us to be effective, in order for us to be empowered, we have to have the Holy Spirit. We can't do it without Him.
但是有些的时候，比如讲不需要圣灵的，比如我剪我的草，你知道，或者我洗的我的碗，不需要圣灵存在，这是不必要的。但是如果我们知道有很多其他的事情，我们必须有圣灵充满在我们里面的。
Sometimes I think that we're expecting the power of the Lord, but we're not. If we don't act, how can he display himself if we're not acting?
所以我们在要做什么事情的时候，你们需要做成功的时候，你们需要请求上帝把圣灵住在我们中间，我们才能做得很好。
It is as we act, it is as we step out in faith that we will see something similar to an expression of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们需要求主耶稣把圣灵给我们。
Look what the Holy Spirit had Peter say. Sorry, verse 15.
那我们看那个十五节。
Some of you are saying that these people are drunk.It isn't true. It is much too early for that. People don't get drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning. No, what you have seen this morning was predicted centuries ago by the prophet Joel.
在十五节说，你们这些人是醉了吗？其实不是醉了，因为这时候已出，这正是先知约珥所说的。因为已出就是好像我们在大概早上九点，所以九点钟大概不可能有这种是喝酒喝醉了，你知道，这是圣灵的充满的工作。
And then Peter begins to explain to the crowd what's happening. Okay, he's like trying to tell them like this is what you're seeing happening. We're not drunk, we haven't been drinking, but this is what's happening. Verse 17, in the last days, this came from the prophet Joel. In the last days.I will pour out my spirit upon all people, your sons and daughters, all people meaning Jews and Gentiles, your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark, the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. But with the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to the cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip. So when the Holy Spirit, like what Peter is saying is like, here, what you're witnessing, look, it looks like you're drunk because when the church is filled with the Spirit, there is a free, one of the expressions of the Holy Spirit is a freeness. You know, I asked last week in the English meeting, I said, look, what does it look like when people are drunk?
就这个从这个十七节开始就是讲彼得就解说，你知道是怎么样，圣灵充满是怎么回事，你知道？我上个礼拜就是在我们的英语的堂里面就问我们的朋友们。
They said, you know what, people, we've seen it on TV, whatever, but we know that when people are drunk, they say things that they normally wouldn't say. They act in ways they normally wouldn't act.
我就问他们是什么呢？就说你们讲喝醉酒的情形是怎么样子的？这个人，他说喝醉酒的人就是他动作很奇怪，他有些讲话他不应该讲的话，你知道那些做动作他不应该做的这些事情。
And I think what the crowd was watching, what they were seeing is that they were seeing the church was like saying stuff that they just normally wouldn't say. And there was this freedom about them. I don't know what they looked like. We can't visualize. Maybe we can visualize what they looked like. But they were just so full that they were just like, you know, I don't know what they looked like. They were just free. It's one of the expressions of the Holy Spirit. It's just, you're acting in just complete freedom.
在我这个经节里面，这个故事里面看出来，我不知道当时情形是怎么样的情形，你知道这些人，但是我们就知道这些人动作和讲话都是很自由的，很好像无拘无束的，你知道是不同的情形。
I remember after a time I was at a Christmas conference in Minneapolis, and we were having a time of worship, and you know, it was like 600 college students, and we all were entering to worship.
我记得我在明尼苏达的时候有一个聚会，就是很多的人聚集在一起。
And I felt so connected with the Lord. I felt like even after the worship was over, I just felt so full of the Spirit. And we'd been dancing, you know, like we were just dancing and stuff like that. And I went up and I was taking a shower.
在崇拜以后，你知道，我们还在，你知道，我知道，我好像被圣灵充满一样，我就很自由的，就好像唱歌啊，跳舞啊这样。
And I just remember this picture of me. I was praising the Lord. I was singing in the shower. Do you guys want to sing in the shower? Where you sing in the shower? Does anyone sing in the shower here?
我在。
Okay, Elder Kwan sings in the shower. Good.
我在洗澡的时候，有淋浴的时候，我就大声的唱歌，你知道？我要问问你们，有没有人在洗澡的时候就是大声唱歌的呢
？But you know, I was just praising the Lord. I was singing so loud in the shower that the people outside could just hear me singing. And they're like, "What was going on in there? You know, like, what you getting your praise on in the shower? You know?" But it was just not normally what I would do. You know, it just was because I was just so like, you know, just the experience of joy. Of freedom, of happiness, that you're just like, you're just taken up, and you just are free. You just don't care, because you're just so focused on the Lord, so full of Him. You just are free.
我在这个洗澡的时候，可能在外面呢听到我很奇怪，怎么在也是大声的赞美主，你知道？就是觉得我这个人很奇怪，你知道？
And so that's what Peter is telling the people. He's like, look, you know what? It's only 9 a.m. in the morning. We are not drunk. We are, what is happening is what has been prophesied, what was talked about. The Lord promised He would give us the Holy Spirit. You're witnessing that now. That's why we're speaking these other languages. That's why we're praising the name of Jesus.
所以在这章节里面看到的就是彼得告诉这大家这个故事，就这些人要告诉他们，就说我并不是喝醉了，我是在这里有圣灵充满的，才有这些的话讲出来的。
And so notice what comes out of Peter's mouth when he's full of the Spirit. What he begins to talk about is the life of Jesus Christ.
因为在这里面就是主要的彼得就是传讲耶稣的一生，他的福音。
When he's full of the Spirit and when he's witnessing, he's like talks about the miracles of Jesus Christ.
他有圣灵充满的时候，他就会讲耶稣所行的奇迹神事。
He begins to talk about the life. He talks about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What comes out of him when he is full of the Spirit? Church, what comes out of you when you are full of the Spirit is that it will point back to Jesus.
所以当彼得做这个事情，他就觉得有圣灵充满，所以他讲到耶稣的受死复活这些这些的事情，我们大家也是应该也是一样，如果我们到有圣灵充满的时候讲基督的福音。
You will know that you are full of the Spirit. Church, you will know that you are full of the Spirit because it's glorifying to Jesus. It always will go back to him. It will point back to him. It'll end up in praise and hymns towards him.
我们在知道这个人圣灵充满的时候，我们就是赞美主，把所有的荣耀都是归在基督的身上。
Jesus even said way back when before he was crucified, when he was with the disciples, when they were together, he said, when the Spirit of truth comes, the Holy Spirit will glorify me.
所以在耶稣也讲过这话，在他定死的以前，他就说，你知道。就是说他要 荣耀我，因为他将所受的告诉你们。
He says, he will bring me glory by revealing to you what he receives from me.
所以他凡是所有的我要荣才是我要荣耀，因为他将我授予我的要告诉你们。
It will always come out. It will always come out back to Jesus. He talks about verse 32.He talks about Christ's miracles, his death, his resurrection. And he's like, hey, do you know where God is? Do you know where Jesus is now? Do you know what he's doing today? Verse 32, God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now he is exalted to the highest honor in heaven, at God's right hand. And the Father, as his promise, gave...Him, the Holy Spirit, to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. For David himself never ascended into heaven, yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit in the place of honor at my right hand, until I humble your enemies, making a footstool under your feet.
在三十一节就说，就预先看到这是，论基督复活说，他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉体也不见朽坏。这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了。我们为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所见的、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天，他自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我做你的仇敌，做你的脚凳。”
So he talks, he continues to share about the exaltation of Jesus. Do you want to know what Jesus is doing right now as we are here listening to the message? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
所以就是彼得就在说，耶稣就是坐在主的右边。
And anyone filled with the Spirit will seek to bring glory to Jesus because that's what the Spirit does. That's the Spirit's role.Equally God, but just a different role. His role is to bring glory to Jesus Christ.
所以我们讲到三位一体的神就是圣灵，就是把基督耶稣就是彰显出来，他是要把所有的荣耀都归于我们的基督。
A couple of weeks ago, our church was together. We had dinner together, and we broke out into smaller groups, right? And the church shared. You shared with each other. You shared with one another.
几个礼拜以前，对不对？我们在这里有聚餐，然后我们分享我们自己的见证。
I was down with the students. I would have loved to hear, you know, just how the Lord is working in your life. But did you see the Spirit? Did you recognize the Spirit? Was there any time in your group where you're like, yeah, that sounds like when we were sharing together, that sounds like the Holy Spirit. It has all the markings of the Spirit as this person shared or as that person shared what God was doing in their life.
那天的时候我带我们的青少年在那个楼底下，所以我没有听到你们在见证什么。我真的希望知道你们的圣灵在你们中间运行充满了。
As we studied in the English ministry last Sunday, we studied the Pentecost. I asked the group, when have you experienced? Church, I asked them, when have you experienced the Holy Spirit? When have you seen the Spirit? Either empower you for witness or the ministry of the Holy Spirit, when have you seen it?
所以上个礼拜我在我的青少年组就问这些年轻的朋友们，你知道你怎么感觉到圣灵在你们中间运行？
And I shouldn't say when have you seen it. I should say when have you seen him. And one sister said, you know what? There was a time, a season when I came to church, and each time I came to church, like I would feel the presence of the Lord. I just could sense the presence. She said I couldn't even talk. I was so full of the Lord.
有一位就说，当我刚刚来教会的时候，我有一个感觉，就是我觉得圣灵在我的身上，我就有的时候话都讲不出来。
Another younger sister said, you know what, our school, we all went on a retreat, and she said, just the Holy Spirit just filled us. I mean, there was a time when we were all worshiping, and she said that all of us began to just kind of, we're just so full that we just begin to cry. But it was not like obviously it wasn't a sadness. It was just, we were so touched and so full of him.
有个姐妹就告诉我，她在一个退休会里面，你知道，她就是有这感觉，圣灵在她的身上，她觉得好像要哭出来，而不是难过的哭，而是她觉得有圣灵在她身上做工。
Okay, so this leads us to the last, one of the last, a last way that the Spirit, the Spirit lets the church, lets the people, lets the world know of his presence. And that is the Spirit is effective in drawing people to Jesus.
所以这个圣灵会把所有的人带到耶稣的脚前。
So after the people said, you know, you look like you're drunk, Peter explained to them, like, no, this is, we're not drunk, it's the Holy Spirit. And he began to explain the life of Jesus Christ. He said at one point, it was you. It was you that put him on the cross.It was all of you. You were the ones that crucified him. And if that's not the Holy Spirit, you know, I mean, that kind of boldness to say, wow, like you guys, it was you that put him on the cross. That's like the Holy Spirit. But he goes through Jesus' life and he says this, verse 36, he says, so let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. It says, verse 37,Watch the Spirit work in the people's lives. Peter's words pierced their hearts. And they said to him and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do?
在这个故事里面就讲到，好像别人就指责说，好像说是彼得你是喝醉了。彼得反过来说，不是我喝醉了，而是你有问题。是你们这些人把耶稣放在十字架上，所以受死。
You see that? Like how Peter opened his mouth.He obeyed what Jesus had told him. The Spirit empowered him, and it wasn't like Peter. It was the Holy Spirit working in their hearts. Even though he just said, it was you, you were the ones that murdered him. But it says that it cut to their hearts. It cut to their hearts, and they said, Peter replied, each of you must, and they said, what should we do? What should we do? Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God.And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以就是故事里面就讲，彼得才有这么大的胆子，因为有耶稣的圣灵在他身上，所以才告诉你们，是你们这些罪人把耶稣钉死的，你知道，你们应该反悔，你知道，是能够才能得到永生。
So they were so impressed, they were so moved by God's Spirit that they even asked, like, what should we do, Peter?Like, what should we do? We put him on the cross, even though God had ordained that, God had directed, God had allowed that to happen, he had planned that to happen. But he said, what should we do? Peter said, you know what? Turn. Go ahead and turn around and be baptized. Turn from your sin and be baptized.
所以这些呢听了这个彼得的指责以后非常的扎心，他就问我们应该怎么做，你知道，我们把主耶稣钉在十字架，他说你们应该反悔，你知道，然后就会耶稣就会接受你们。
Then you too will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is a promise to you, your children, and those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, urging his listeners, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Verse 41, those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all.
彼得说，在三十八节说，你们个人要犯，要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所招来的。彼得还用很多的话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的时代，于是领受他的人就受了洗。那一天门徒添加了3,000人。
Yeah, I can't imagine, you guys, you know, like it would be like about this many people, you know, because there's disciples and then there were other Christians and then the Holy Spirit worked so much that the church exploded to 3,000 people right there in one day. Just the Holy Spirit moved in such a way that it just drew people to Jesus.
所以你们看看当时这个情景，教会可能那时候没有很多的人，但是他一天之内就有3,000个人愿意主耶稣基督，就是因为圣灵的工作在他们的身上。
But Peter would never say that it was him. He would never say it was because of the speech I gave. He would say, no, it was the Spirit of God working through me.
所以彼得从来不会说夸口，这是我做的事，这个3,000人受洗，而是他说是圣灵在我的身上做这些事情。
You have that same Holy Spirit living in you.
你也是在圣灵，应该你也在你的身上做工的。
I love it how the Holy Spirit doesn't care about a person's personality, or all the Spirit cares about is your openness to being used.
所以主耶稣不在你个人是怎么样的人，他不在乎，而是你要接受他被圣灵充满，他是可以做他要你做的事情。
To close out, let me just share one small story of Bill Bright.
我跟你们讲一个故事，是这个人叫 Bill Bright.
Bill Bright was the founder of Camps Crusade for Christ. Many of you may have heard of him.
你们有些人大概听见。他这个人是在校园传教的，就是校园负责教员复工福音的人。
His ministry is called Crew. It's called Crew now. It's still on college campuses.
他今天的工作在大学里面还是一样的运行，他的简称叫 Crew.
It started back in he started this ministry back in 1951 at UCLA.
他在1951年的时候就开始做这个校园的工作，开始时候在这个加州大学在洛杉矶。
And now Crew has over 1,700 ministries on various college campuses.
他现在今天已经有1,700个校园在做他的校园的事工。
And there are no numbers about how many Christians have become believers through the ministry of Crew.
也没有真正的统计他现在有多少人感召变成基督徒了。
But I imagine over the six decades that Bill Bright has started this ministry and this ministry has grown, I imagine that it's probably over hundreds of thousands who have come to know the Lord through this ministry.
但是我看他这样很早的就从一个校园里面已经到1,700个校园的话，他现在已经是成千成万的人受洗变成基督徒的。
And I myself am one of those who through Crew, that's how I came to know Jesus.
我自己本身也是受到这个传教机构的感召，所以变成一个基督徒的。
And before Bill Bright died, I had the opportunity to hear him speak at a conference.
有一次我就听他在一个很大的会堂里面，这个人在讲。
And I don't remember Bill Bright being a particularly powerful speaker, you know. When he got up, all these flashes, everyone wanted to take pictures of him, but I don't remember him being a particularly powerful speaker.
在我听他讲到那天，我不觉得他是好像很会讲道的这个人。 虽然很多的灯光啊什么都照相机都对着他。
And in fact, everything I hear about Bill Bright was that he was naturally a very shy person.
实际上我听到他本身他个性是非常害羞的人。
But I tell you, Bill Bright was a man who was like, you know, it doesn't matter. I want to share the gospel.
在可能在 Bill Bright 他在心里面想，我不在乎，你知道，也许我是很害羞的，但是有些话，有的福音我要传给大家。
Every chance he had, he would share with whoever God put in front of him.
他有机会就会大家传福音。
One writer was going around the nation. He was interviewing successful pastors, churches that were growing, ministries that were growing. And this writer was going around, he was interviewing these various pastors. And what he was asking them, he was like, what is working for you? How come your church is growing, maturing and growing?
他有个作者就是专门访问这些很成名的这个牧师，所以在他就问他教会你怎么会从很小的人变成很多的人，你知道怎么会做到这一步。
So this writer was interviewing all these different, flying from place to place, interviewing these pastors, and he came to Bill Bright, and he asked Bill Bright, you know, how is it that you have become so, what is the success, what are you doing that is so successful?
所以这些这个书的人，你知道，就访问过很多很多的这些很成名的这个牧师，就是说你为什么今天做的这么成功？这一天的时候，他也来访问这个 Bill Bright 这个人。
And Bill Bright answered all of his questions, and they said, "I just have one more question to ask you."
他就回答了，就是这个作者问他，你的教会怎么会这么成功？那个 Bill Bright 就是讲我怎么做。那最后他有个问题，这个作者就问 Bill Bright，
Dr. Bright， my last question is， what does Jesus mean to you？
他这个作者就是说，让我问你个最后的问题，这个基督耶稣对你是怎么样的回事
？And he said， Dr. Bright， he said He couldn't even answer the question. He said, Bill Bright, when he asked him, what does Jesus mean to you? Bill Bright just, he said, he was so choked up, his eyes began to well up in tears. He couldn't even answer the question.
所以当这个作者问这个 Bill Bright 这个耶稣对你的身上是怎么样的事情的时候 ，Bill Bright 完全就是眼泪都流下来，他不能回答他的问题，讲不出一句话来。
And I think that's partly why God blessed him, you know, because he had such a love for the Lord. He wanted to share. God had made such a difference in his life. He just wanted to share.
所以这就是彰显出来这个比尔拜是怎么样的人，就是主耶稣要用他，使他传播他的福音。
So love the Lord Jesus, take steps of faith and act in obedience, and that the Holy Spirit will empower us for His ministry.
那我们你知道顺服下来，能够听神的话，继续传播我们的福音。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是上帝的话。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, brothers and sisters, we're going a little bit late.
我们有一点晚了。
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this in prayer. Okay, I'm going to close this in prayer. And then, Laquan, you want to come up and just.
所以因为有点晚了，所以让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we give thanks to you that you have given us this gift. Your Holy Spirit, He lives inside of us now. Lord, we pray that you open up the church. We'd open up ourselves as we obey, as we take steps of faith, as we step out of our comfort zone in obedience, that your Holy Spirit, as we worship you, as we fix our eyes on you, our hearts on you,As we sing songs and hymns, as we are in your word and fellowship with one another, as we experience you through one another, that we would be full of your spirit. You'd fill us. Fill us so that we'd be drawn closer to you, so that our love would grow for you. Fill us so that we would be effective witnesses to the community around us. There are people, the harvest is just vast. There are many who do not know you, and we We cannot be a witness without your Holy Spirit. So Lord, we pray that first we just, our love for you would just grow. We would just spend time with you, just praise you, give thanksgiving, open ourselves to your Spirit. Empower us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。感谢主哈，让我们哈在使徒行传当中，每次都学习到圣灵已经来到我们身上，来到我们教会，就在我们里面。我们只要顺服，我们才能够传扬耶稣基督，成为他有力、有生命的见证人。好，无论个人生命的成长、教会的成长，我们都是要依靠我们的主，依靠圣灵带领我们。